The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say? Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is spank and spunk?
In the morning. Spank and spunk. That was from a listener, right, Puss?
Yeah, I got a tip from a listener. This was apparently from last night's episode.
Were you watching it, Todd?
No.
Oh,
I'm a little behind on my Jeopardy.
That's right. You DVR Jeopardy.
I do.
What is spank and spunk?
It was two words that differ by one letter, and the clue was having determination or spirit and what you're not supposed to do to your kids to punish them. What is
spank and spunk.
Oh, that's spunk.
That's
spunk's
a great
different.
Morning
spunk
show.
Spunk is different to me. Spunk, yeah, spunk is
what is semen?
There you go. That's what spunk is.
Spunk's right. A little messy. Yeah.
What is spank and spunk?
Spunk. All right. What up, Nick?
Hey.
You have a fine Monday?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was depressing until I was taking a shower this morning, but last night my son's working, so I was like, then they put his schedule up on the calendar. And
was he working at a local, not a restaurant?
He said drive-through.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that his work schedule? And she's like, yeah, why? Do you have plans? I'm like, well, no.
I guess not.
I don't have any plans. Like, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
It used to be something. Like, even something. Like a trip. Like, oh, maybe we'll do this. Well, something to look forward to. But there's really like nothing coming down the pike.
No, it's depressing as hell. But, you know, we're not here for that. We're here to pick you up.
Yeah.
Make you feel good. So, Craig, help us out. Nobody's picking us up, but it's our job to pick you up. And
Good morning.
No, we signed up for that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we don't have a Todd and Tyler to listen to. By the way, it is Mimi. People keep trying to correct us on that. It's not Meme, it's Mimi.
We got our own language here.
Jesus.
No, that's the correct pronunciation.
It is. Mimi.
It's not us. That's the, yeah, it's
if you look
Mimi.
Back, it's the original pronunciation.
Oh, yeah.
It's Mimi.
Everyone else is wrong.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 2016, a Michelle Bachmann birthday. On this date in 2016, we lost Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Prince.
Happy birthday!
At the age of 57.
Yeah. A lot of these guys
that was
got
only
out
4 years ago.
A lot of these guys got out before the pandemic, though. You got to give them credit for that.
Oh,
Yeah.
There was kind of a run there for three, 4 years.
Petty
ago.
And Prince.
Well, Petty was most recent, but it was
Bowie.
Glenn Frey, Bowie, and then Prince, like almost bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That Lemmy. Happened while I was living in a hospital bed.
Right.
Lemmy
all
checked
three of them.
Out there right around that same time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of rock star deaths, right? Right in a year and a half period.
Big ones, right.
There was a story at Reddit about it was actually written from the perspective of a guy who was behind the desk at the hotel. And he said this woman came in and, long convoluted story, but the point turned out to be a wife found out that her husband was cheating on her. And so she made the husband believe that the girlfriend had invited him to the hotel.
He shows up.
When it was actually her doing this, and he goes into the motel room or the hotel room, and there's the wife waiting for him.
Hey, remember Greg and the other Hitler youth did that to Otter, by the way.
I'm guessing she wasn't waiting there to bang him.
Right.
She was.
Oh, really?
But not like that.
No.
With a hammer?
Yeah. More with a hammer.
Ouch.
Man, his heart went, oh, womp, womp.
That's a drop in your spoon in the Fruit Loops moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Going to be a bad day.
Hey, how's it going?
It's
you.
Got our.
I'm here.
Right. If you like pina coladas and banging whores in the hotel,
he walks in just swinging.
Whore.
Ah, it's you.
Oh, it's you.
Too bad it's you.
Yeah, exactly. Your wife is going to be pissed.
Yeah.
So, Uber guy.
Yes. We went off on his wife yesterday pretty hardcore.
But... Yeah, well, he mailed us what seems to be the last update yesterday. Yeah, she copped that cell phone is the one she uses to text and call that dude she was with that night.
Her ass, man.
There you go.
Put a tent in the yard and say, get out of here.
It sounds like that's next.
Yeah.
It's nice enough outside that you could.
Yeah, you could be outside. Kick her ass to the curb. I mean, literally the curb.
Yeah, but you know,
yeah, put her in the front yard.
In the front yard with a tent.
Whore.
Make her live in the tent.
That's what I said. Oh, yeah. No, I mean her, not him.
Yeah, put a little cot in there.
Evil. She's evil.
This
taken from a bunch of faithful men.
That's right.
Currently.
The Supreme Court says unanimous jury verdicts are needed for serious offenses in state criminal trials.
So the mob can still pay off one of them? Yeah.
Wasn't that always the case?
It is
to
for sure.
Be
I think murders
unanimous.
Yeah, I think murders unanimous. I'm not really sure
six
how it
to
works.
3 ruling. 3 justices ruled against this, but a 6-3 ruling involved a defendant in Louisiana who was convicted of murder on a jury by murder by a jury vote of 10-2, and so they wanted to go ahead and convict him. Louisiana and Oregon, the only 2 states allowing for non-unanimous verdicts.
Oh, there's 2 of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see Louisiana for a
reason. I was under the impression it was all. Yeah,
but Louisiana recently changed its law. The defendant in Louisiana sentenced to life in prison with no parole.
I've seen that 12 Angry Men. Wasn't there a reboot of that?
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
And Family Guy did it.
You can't. You just can't.
No, you can't mess with the original.
You just can't.
The original is much better.
Great actors.
Everybody's great.
All of them working together.
Right. Amazing role.
You cannot beat that.
Right.
And I was stunned that they even tried.
Bunch of white men hating on a Puerto Rican kid. Yeah.
Yep.
They turn him around, though. Henry Fonda turns him around.
Yeah.
It'd be so
spoiler
tough.
Alert. 12 Angry Men, probably in the 50s, was a play originally, I believe.
If you were on trial for something, wouldn't you want to look over to the jury all the time when they had, like, were presenting evidence against you? Yeah. You'd be like, what? This? No.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I have no idea.
Shaking your head at him.
I think we all watch those kind of things and try to picture ourselves in situations. And I think if what actually happens to you, I think you're totally different. I think you are just zoned out and sitting there going, what the hell's going on?
Well, if you did anything, the judge would be like, what are you doing?
Right.
Knock it off.
Right. But I think what I feel bad for are people that actually are innocent, completely innocent. And a lot of the stuff around them doesn't look that way. And you know, how do you feel then? You're sitting there, oh, my God, I didn't do this, but I'm looking guilty.
Yeah.
That must scare the hell out of people, you know?
Yeah, but then you try on the glove and it doesn't fit.
That's
you're fine.
It. That's right.
You're fine.
You fake your fat hands into a glove and you're fine.
Well, yeah, and the little glove you're wearing underneath that.
Or you're Ray Lewis. You just hide all the evidence, and the NFL still thinks you're a hero.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Americans were expected to spend a record amount on state legal cannabis purchases yesterday.
Yeah.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight. Woo!
Now, that our governor who denied medical marijuana for sick kids, he apparently said yesterday, apparently this is a stoner holiday.
Really?
I saw it. Somebody said, I don't watch his updates because they're as much as useless as anybody.
Yeah.
And he talks about turkey hunting eventually. He just goes into weird stuff. But he apparently said something, and I saw somebody online saying, did he actually say? And they screw him.
He acknowledged it.
It was a pot holiday. Right. Wow, I thought there's no pot here.
For some reason, yeah. 420 has become a marijuana holiday.
Yeah. We can't smoke that here, but you can get a margarita at curbside.
Like he just learned it.
And drink it on the way home.
Smoky
I'm kicking myself for just learning that the whole month is 420.
I know. Yeah.
I had seen something like a couple months ago, like being like, oh, this year it's going to be. Right. A lot of people are looking forward to stuff this year. They go, oh, this is going to be this. But then, yeah, I didn't even smoke yesterday.
Good for you. Well, it's not special for you guys.
I was tired.
Smoke every day.
Yeah. I think my daughter like wanted me to go upstairs and just go to bed, so I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was on the couch, I was just heard. I'm like, hey, you want to turn something on the TV? She's like, I want to put on Hannah Montana. I'm like, yeah, I'll see you. Like, if you want me to go upstairs, you could have just been like, Dad, go upstairs.
We've had Doc Montana for a little bit.
Well, of all the requests to comply with, that one's not bad.
Yeah.
I didn't see any gatherings, of lawless potheads.
No, I didn't see. They were taken over by the dumbasses with the Trump flags.
Yeah. When buying it yesterday is poor planning.
Yeah.
You should have just had it ready to go.
Yeah.
And smoke
all
day.
I didn't see any news on that.
I didn't either.
Well, and if those happened, they weren't going to crack the news.
No.
Not yesterday, no. A gathering of stoners in a park is not going to make the night.
Yeah, but apparently Rickett said something, or Prickett's, our listeners named him that. A couple of them did. He mentioned it being a pot holiday. I'm thinking, shut up.
I have heard that the shops that, you know, deal in things that you could use for that, though you don't.
Fine advertising in this program. Thank you, by the way.
That they
patronize your local head shop.
A stellar couple of months.
I bet they are. People are at home smoking dope. Yeah. They're not working. Now, are they calling people in for piss tests if they're not working? You know, we don't really
probably
care.
Not because they don't want to. So. They don't want that interaction.
Right. You have to pee from outside. Here, I'll hold a. You aim for that cup from outside.
You have to have a 6-foot stream.
Guy's coming over. I got to pee out the window again.
Yeah. Exactly. It's got down there with a bucket.
He's just wearing a poncho.
Out the window. Yeah, we'll take that call. If you are actually sidelined, can't go into work, but your work has a drug policy, are you token up right now because you don't care?
Yeah, but if you get called back in and it's, you know.
Well, I think a really good.
Two weeks later.
During a pandemic, are they really. I mean, obviously, you're not going to be flying any planes. I'm talking about, are they really going to go back into work and piss test people after a pandemic?
Depends upon how badly they want to fire you.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a funny video on Twitter yesterday about the fourth. Like, they're like, oh, weed's been fueling creatives for whoever. So this dude, like, takes a hit from this bong, sets it down, and starts writing on this typewriter. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he starts writing on the typewriter, the thing moves and knocks the bong off the table.
Now, Todd had yoga at 420, so he waited until about 520 to smoke.
5:45.
You didn't smoke at all. What'd you do at 4:20, Craig?
Oh, I was working.
All right.
So none of us observed 4:20 at 4:20.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You guys are rebels.
I mean, it was on 4:20, during 4:20.
Tyler, would you have had she not thrown it out?
No, not,
you
at, can't not, hide not, stuff? At, not at 4:20. That's too early for me.
If it's the whole month, I've definitely been celebrating this month.
Yeah. Well, you guys are like alcoholics on St. Patrick's Day. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
So for you, 420 is no big deal.
It's amateur day.
It's amateur.
Right,
it's amateur minute. Yeah. I mean, you can smoke that day, but the actual 420 is amateur minute.
420 is New Year's Eve for potheads.
Yeah.
For the amateurs, anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of potheads do do it at 420. You guys said stuff. I said doo-doo, right?
Yeah, I think that's easier for like a high school thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm working.
It's after school. Everybody's at work. Yeah. Right. You're a responsible adult. You
know. Real stoners take the day off, Nick.
Craig was at work. Yeah. Todd waited until yoga was over. Other guys did manly stuff.
I found that my weed can wait.
It's there waiting for you, right?
It
exactly
is.
Exactly right. Just
every
by the
night.
Way, does vodka kill coronavirus? Apparently some Trump-loving vodka guy put that out. See that?
No.
We got an email on that. I know it doesn't, but I love the stories. Because you can always hold.
Really? There's another one?
Yeah. Somebody sent it to us. I'll dig it out during the break.
I thought that was...
If it does, I'm in good shape.
John Daly said that, but of course it was a joke.
This wasn't John Daly, the photo I'm looking at. It was somebody sent us an email about it this morning. I saw it when I was on the bathroom floor. That's how I go to the bathroom. I just lay on the floor. It's really weird these days.
That is weird.
A cruise ship.
By the way, Dave's got a good point about spank and spunk. Technically, you should do neither to your kids.
Very true.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, one is really nasty.
Yeah, if you got to pick one, do the spanking.
Yeah, spank.
What is spank and spunk?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do either one with your kids. Thank you, Dave, you freak. Dave is a freak, man. But you're right.
A cruise ship that set off on a round-the-world excursion before the coronavirus pandemic began will dock, or did dock, in Barcelona yesterday after 34 days at sea.
My dad is supposed to go on an Alaska cruise sometime in July.
Well, is it still on as of now?
I don't know. I don't want him to go.
Not on a boat like that.
No.
Not at his age. No, because one person gets corona, he's stuck on there.
Never.
Then he's going to eventually get it.
I don't think I will ever step foot on a cruise ship.
I never did.
I never wanted to.
So I probably won't.
And now I certainly don't want to.
The nearly 2,000 passengers on this particular ship all tested negative for the virus. They're going to let some off, or they let some off yesterday. And
they all tested negative? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, they're all negative.
Well, I guess if everybody's on the boat and doesn't have it to begin with, and it was swabbed down.
It's not, how would it show up?
How would it get on there? Right, exactly. You know? So they're lucky. They're very lucky.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, this stuff is not the norovirus
no.
that you usually get on a cruise.
And I docked it.
Yeah,
you docked it all right. I docked it good.
You docked it.
This stuff is not the flu either. The flu does
no,
not
No, it
affect,
is the flu.
Talk to
some of your relatives. It's the flu.
Your pulmonary and your cardio functions.
Yeah.
And it's not a neurotoxin. COVID-19 is a neurotoxin.
Right.
The flu is not.
It's the flu, Todd. Don't tread on my flu.
In looking for something to do these days where you're not supposed to get out,
right.
would us. You go to the family drive-in movie?
I guess I'd be all right, wouldn't
not,
I?
Kid, maybe, not just a drive-in maybe. Movie that was, you know, like back in the day.
Like a cool R-rated movie.
Thank you.
Oh, to watch some kid movies?
Well, family drive-in movie.
No, my kids,
go to that?
They're too old to watch that kind of crap. They'd be bored. So, but if it was a regular cool movie, some action movie, I'd take them to one. Neither one of my kids have ever been to a drive-in theater.
Right.
You know? I've never been to a drive-in theater.
Really?
Really?
No.
Man, at your age?
Yeah.
There was no drive-ins when you were...
No.
There was in Omaha when then. You didn't drive
sure.
that far.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think there was maybe one, I never went.
There are too many chores on the farm.
You went to the drive-in theater, right?
The hogs aren't going to slop
themselves.
Okay, I
thought you did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember going to see like He-Man or something.
Yeah, drive-ins.
I don't remember it very
well. Yeah, I was thinking that they recently went away completely, obviously. Some are still out
there. The Dolph Lundgren He-Man
live-action. I think they're opening one locally.
Oh, the drive-ins.
They were planning
on it. Yeah. Drive-ins were fun, man.
Yeah, I think they're planning on that.
They were fun back in the day.
I want to do a show there.
Love the drive-ins.
People can just honk instead of laugh. I think you'd get some asshole that would just lay on the horn the whole time.
Yeah, sorry about that, by the way, ahead of time.
Yeah.
Does he hate me or did he pass out?
My only worry was it would be that you're spoiled now by the sound systems in the theaters.
You know what? It's on your radio now.
Yeah, I know. But,
yeah.
but
no, everybody's got good car radios, man.
I think.
No,
it's
not the same as a theater. But I know you never been to one. But drive-ins were cool for what they were.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's a cool
experience.
You sat
in your car. You made out if you're on a date. If with the guys, you drank beer and hung out, you know.
That could be the future of comedy clubs, Nick. You stand on stage and everybody drives up?
Oh, you really don't pay that much attention, though.
No, I wouldn't pay attention.
Winter's going to be rough.
You might miss some of the minutia.
That's right. We can't have that.
No.
So drive-in movies are doing very well in Germany and South Korea.
That would be great, though, if you had a joke that really killed and everybody started honking.
Yeah.
You've never gotten that reaction
before. They're opening
before.
Up all the trunks.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Not that you're getting rich, but you made a good choice of switching over to radio.
And the lowriders.
Yeah. Think about it, Nick. I mean, it wasn't planned, but you're with us now. At least you got an outlet and another career
option. It's helping.
Yeah.
Now, that sentence never has been spoken in the history of time.
Yeah. Get off the stage and at least join your radio.
But I'd get a lowrider car and bounce it up and down.
Of course you would.
That'd be awesome.
A really good joke.
Essay.
That'd be my comedy club car. Oh, yeah, take the lowrider to the drive-up comedy club.
Yeah, that would suck.
You could put one of those.
Always pay attention to the drive-up comedy club.
You could put a semi-horn on there, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't pay attention when they're 4 feet from the comedian.
Right.
Let alone inside an enclosed vehicle.
Right.
Oh, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
Where's our family one?
Germany and South Korea.
Oh, okay, got it.
No. Well, actually, no, just drive-ins are doing very well there. Yeah. The guy in Germany said, look, they don't even care what we show. They just want to get out.
People want to get out and sit in their car, right?
But I just thought of the family thing. You know, that wasn't our experience.
No, no. Well, when I was a little kid, I went to drive with my parents.
I did.
But then I became old enough to go with the guys, and we just were there all the time drinking and partying and stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Now, we have a drive-through zoo in this area.
Yeah, but I've done that when the kids were small, and you do it once, you did it.
But apparently, it's pretty popular these days.
It is real popular these days.
Anything drive-through.
Yeah.
Miranda works at the drive-through zoo, or did. She's furloughed in San Diego.
Okay, she did? Okay.
The Wild Animal Park, but that's closed.
Oh.
Or partially shut down, at least.
San Diego Zoo, that asshole. Never anything good about that place.
And the weather
sucks.
This
gives them some time to clean that up.
This is actually the Wild Animal Park, which is north of San Diego a little bit, but it's affiliated with the zoo.
Yeah, so they
same operator.
They don't know what they're doing. Why did they close it down if it's drive-through?
No, there's
or parts of it.
They closed parts of it.
I think there's more to it than just a drive-through.
Yeah, they walked through it.
Well, the zoo and the safari park. This is San Diego now. Temporarily closed.
Libtards, open up,
pussies.
Yeah, but
give me zoos or give me death.
They still need somebody there to feed the rhinos.
Yeah, of course.
And whatnot.
Last night. Feeding a rhino last night.
If only.
Yeah.
What is spank and spunk?
Yeah, damn right. Don't do any one of those to the kids, by the way. Especially the latter.
Give him a break.
David sent that in. Dave, you're a freak, man.
He knows.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.